Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After a ridiculous amount of argument, Lee, we finally have a ruling that made national news yesterday. South Carolina, death penalty, thumbs up.
Yep. Or at least the methods of execution. That's what the specific case was about. But yes, that clears the way for it.
Yeah, you can rack them, fry them.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Put them down like a dog.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm a big fan of the firing squad. I think that's fabulous. I have no sympathy for these people. These are the most brutal killers in our state.
Yeah.
The death penalty is absolutely used ridiculously judiciously in this state. I mean, when you have Todd Kohlhepp, kills seven.
Yeah.
And he gets a plea deal. He doesn't even get the death penalty. I mean, it's not like prosecutors are out there chunking this death penalty at, you know, people selling pot on a corner. You know what I mean? That's just not happening in this state. And I think it should be given out and tried a whole lot more than it is. So, good. Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
I say. Let's get on with it.
Well, yeah. I never understood this whole thing. I mean, yes, I get it, but then I don't. About the drugs used to execute people and that not being permitted. And it's just like why companies were not, you know, be allowed to sell that or didn't want to sell it to the state. It's just like I'm sorry. I don't understand why that even occurred.
I've watched a man die before. I was there in North Carolina, the pool. For journalists, right. You could apply. And I won. I don't know if won is the right word. They use a lottery.
Yeah.
So then my job was to watch it, and then I'd have to come out and brief the rest of the press because they aren't going to let the whole press corps in there and turn it into a circus.
Well.
I mean, it'd be unseemly, right? So they allow one reporter to go, and I watched a man die. And I went in there. I didn't care. He had stabbed a woman to death while her two-year-old slept in the next room. And, I mean, way overkill.
Yeah.
Didn't care. Went in there, no sympathy for him whatsoever. Boy, do they find contrition on their deathbed. And he turned to his sister. He threw the glass and he mouthed, "I love you." And then he turned to the family and he mouthed, "I'm sorry." And he meant it. I could see it on his face. He wasn't going to gain anything.
Yeah.
And then they put him to sleep. He went peacefully. Didn't live, at least internally, I don't know what he felt, but he went peacefully. And there's nothing like death to bring you to that. He had not apologized to the family before until then. And I got to tell you what, Lee, it's funny. As I went in there, just like, my editor even asked me, he's a good liberal, you know. My editor even asked me, he's a reporter, "Are you okay? You going to be okay with this? You need to take a day off after? I mean, you're going to watch a man die?" And I'm like, whatever. I was like, you know, he deserves it. It's not going to bother me. I came out of there with tears running down my face. It leveled me.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I felt bad for him. I did not.
No.
You know what bothered me was to watch the contrition on his face to his sister. He loved her. He wanted her to know that. And then to watch the contrition on his face to the family and the look on his face. He was finally sorry. And what made me cry was the waste. the waste of a life and how precious it is. Mm-hmm. And two lives gone, her daughter was sitting there. And what have you done with your life, man? You're obviously capable of love. I saw it on your face toward your sister. What did you do with your life? That's what made me sad. Life is so precious.
Yes, it is. That's something that too few of us understand.
So I was briefing the press corps, and they were really interested in me because, you know, I'm this very well-known, very conservative journalist, and I had my face is puffy from crying. And they, you know, I think they looked like, wow, you know, you oppose the death penalty now, or what's going on here? No, it wasn't that. I couldn't even put it into words how precious life is. And dang, don't throw it away like that. What a dumb thing to do.
Yep.
I think he just had rage at her. I think she'd rejected him, and wow, dumb. Anyway, no, I'm as committed to the death penalty today as I ever was. But you can't bring about that level of contrition that I saw, that level of true regret, without taking somebody to their deathbed, to the table. I mean, you can't. And I saw it that day. And I never thought of it that way before. Anyway, just an observation.
And, you know, I still think that there should be, and there is, obviously, the appeal process and all that, and I get all that, because we want to make sure we do it right.
Sure.
And that we definitely have someone who is guilty of the crime, and there's no doubt about that, no reasonable doubt. But, it's past time for this. And as you always bring up the Todd Kohlhepp situation, there is no better example or in recent memory. Of someone who should have gotten that. And it's just sad that we have people who are allowed to take plea deals, like people who plan, you know, mass terrorist attacks against this country.
Yeah, it's only 3,000 dead, whatever. Yeah. What a betrayal of this country by the Biden administration. I mean, if this doesn't show you this administration is the enemy of the American people, I don't know what does. These are the top three, the big plotters of 9/11, one of whom... is flying around the world making the case, hey, we need to do this. We need to do this. And we, the American people, don't even get the details of the plea deal? It's secret. The secret plea deal. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Absolutely is. By the way, you know what? I want to go back to Kohlhepp for a minute. And I'm so outraged and did a lot on it at the time. I mean, we have the serial killers got national attention, killed 7 people, probably more. They think he killed and raped more women in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're still trying to put that together. Some great documentaries on it. But so here's Todd Kohlhepp. And what did when the death penalty was in doubt, what did the prosecutor do? Well, I'm going to cut a plea deal. I don't want to waste the budget and the time on a death penalty trial. It gives him an excuse to give less justice.
Yeah.
And that's just not cool. So, but yeah, these 9/11 guys, the sentencing is not till the summer. And we don't know all the details of the plea deal, so bad news. Bad news. And you know what else is really bad news? Is when, and I opened the show this morning, when the president of the 9/11 Justice Committee, elected by the hundreds of 9/11 families that he represents, represents over 1,000 victims, their families. And he comes on TV and he says, listen, I don't care if they kill him or not. I'm not even about the death penalty. He's like, the government is doing this because a trial and all the evidence finding that would be going on in a trial, according to, you know, our laws, our rules, our constitution, would reveal things. He says the government doesn't want you to know about 9/11. And we wanted to know. He said we wanted to know. They are hiding this. This is why they cut the plea deal.
Here's an interesting thing to think about, Tara. The Department of Defense, after 20 some odd years, cuts a plea deal with the mastermind of the greatest attack on this country in years. Israel takes out the planner of the attack, terrorist attack on them from October 7th in Iran's capital city. They don't prosecute him legally. They execute him.
Yeah.
With a precise missile strike that took out him and an aide in a bedroom in a safe house in Tehran with a single missile.
Which is the appropriate response. You cannot compromise with people who take innocent human life in a genocidal fashion.
We should not be sending U.S. military to capture enemy combatants. We should be sending them in there to kill enemy combatants.
Well, again, who got that? Like nobody else, because we've never seen this done before. Donald Trump.
Yes.
He droned Soleimani, the number two Iranian official who was responsible for the death and the maiming of so many of our troops. He was a guy who was responsible for getting a lot of these IEDs into Iraq and hurting our troops. We'll never even know the full number, Lee. And Trump dealt with him in the most brilliant of ways. And I say it should be taught at West Point. Why? There wasn't a single U.S. life, as you're saying, compromised. And Soleimani's baggage is going round and round on the turnstile. And it was a sign to other terrorists.
You know, the other, the Hamas leader, this was the Hezbollah leader that Israel took out in Tehran. 12 hours before that, there was a Hamas leader that was taken out in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that this is the guy that planned the Marine Corps assassination there, where 280 Marines were killed in Beirut, Lebanon, in the bombing? He's the guy that planned that. Israel took him out.
But not us.
No.
Cool.
And of that's course, our administration, I mean, and our administration is saying, oh, we had nothing to do with the planning, and this is all on Israel.
Oh, no, it was worse. John Kirby, the spokeshack, came out. And did you hear this? He was saying they can't say, because Kamala's in the race now, they can't say we condemn this. So he condemns the assassinations as an escalation.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the Hamas part of this, again, they tied down children. They burnt families alive in their own homes. They executed a child in front of his parents for fun so they could video the whole family's reaction. And John Kirby, don't kill the people, the military commander who plan this? Are you inhuman? But this is the Biden administration for you. This is the co-spokesperson of the Biden administration right now, John Kirby, talking about how unfortunate it is that Israel did this.
We don't want to see an escalation. And everything we've been doing since the 7th of October, we've been trying to manage that risk.
An escalation? They started. You have to get the guy who sent the thugs on the hang gliders to kill little kids.
Well,
you have to. They'll do it again.
Liberal progressives have such a short memory. Israel has been dealing with Palestinian terrorists for years. Go back to the 1972 Berlin hostage situation, where Israeli Olympians were killed. Now, many of them were killed in the failed rescue operation. But there's that. And then, of course, you know, I was going deeper into this rabbit hole the other day, and I was thinking about the raid on Entebbe, where the Palestinian hijackers hijacked a plane, were holding 90 Israeli hostages. And then, of course, they went back and rescued them. And one of the Israelis that was killed in that, the brother of Benjamin Netanyahu.
Mm. Good for Israel. I hope they get them all. I hope they get them. I hope they get their underlings. I hope they get their underlings. I hope they get all of them until Hamas is ripped out by the roots from this earth and can never hurt anyone again. Because you know who else they've vowed to hurt, Lee?
Oh,
us.
Yeah, death to America. We hear that all the time.
Yeah, and with our open border. So we should be grateful to Israel that they're doing this despite the objections of the Biden administration. And look, Lee, Let's look at what side the Biden administration's on. I mean, John Kirby just last week admitted Iran is funding the Democrat Party street protests right now. Well, who's the other funder of the street protests? It's Biden's campaign donors. So this is an administration tied at the hip with Iran, where Iran is funding the Democrat Party grassroots now. Of course they don't want anyone assassinated.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Did you see the video? If you haven't seen the video, you can see it on my Twitter feed. I bet you've seen the video, though. The one from behind Trump. From the rally. You know who released the video? James Copenhauer. He was one of those who was shot. He's a little bit behind Trump and to Trump's left. And he's just videoing, right? Trump's speaking. And there's the shooter on the roof. Right there, you could see him plain as day. And what else you could see? You could see the audience seeing the shooter. If you're Secret Service and you're standing there, if you're a, because we still don't even know who was there specifically. If you're a federal agent, even an untrained one, like those that Mayorkas sent instead of his regular crew, the Department of Homeland Security sent instead of his regular crew, you could have seen that, and you can see the crowd seeing the shooter. And you know what's weird about this new video that just came out yesterday? The shooter is very casual. He has no worry of any kind that anyone's going to stop him in any way. He's not even moving quickly. I mean, you watch it two or three times, and you get a very just uneasy sense. It's like the guy knew no matter what he did, he wasn't going to get taken out. It's like the guy knew he was going to be okay. It's like the guy knew that he didn't even need to rush. It's weird. But it's not the only weird thing about that video that, again, I'd encourage you to go on my Twitter feed and watch the new one that's come out. It'll drop your jaw. Because, again, you just see him crooks. He's walking back and forth on the roof. You can see him plain as day from where Trump is standing. And he's back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, he could duck. That's the crazy. He could duck, like, below the roof line. Nobody would have seen him as he's going back and forth. But he doesn't bother. He doesn't bother. So I'm watching that. And I'm like, wow, Crooks is awfully comfortable. But I didn't catch something that the former assistant FBI director did, Chris Swacker. I know Chris personally. He was a source of mine in Charlotte when I was a reporter. He's a good guy. He's a pre-Obama era FBI guy when they were more normal. So Chris Swacker is a commentator for Fox News. Okay, he is the former assistant director of the FBI. And he said, do you know what this video proves? He told Todd Pyro, do you know what this video proves? What? The acting Secret Service director, that lying doofball that they have been interviewing for 2 days, he's lying. What? He's lying. Acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, is not telling the truth when he says the Secret Service snipers couldn't see him. Because from the position that video is taken, they could have. What? It's just 15 seconds, and I wish Pyro had followed up. Listen to this. The former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Swacker, explaining this. Folks, this means the new acting director is already lying to Congress.
It's both damning and chilling. And, you know, I hark back to the testimony of the acting Secret Service director, where he went to great pains to make a case that the snipers could not have seen him. But here you can see him from the ground. So and in plenty of time to actually intervene if need be. I mean,
that's damning. What he's explaining is, look, from the angle we're looking at here, the Secret Service director is not telling the truth. Ron Rowe is not telling the truth.
It's both damning and chilling. And, you know, I hark back to the testimony of the acting Secret Service director, where he went to great pains to make a case that the snipers could not have seen him. But here you can see him from the ground. So and in plenty of time to actually intervene if need be. I mean,
yeah, the crowd could see him. The guy who got shot from it by him could see him. He was right there. Okay, listen to this one. This is the acting director of the Secret Service attempting to explain how it was that the shooter could put his drone in the air, no problem, but the Secret Service couldn't put their drone in the air.
You had a drone system, but you had bandwidth problems. The bandwidth apparently was adequate for the shooter's drone, but not for the Secret Service. Can you explain that?
I have no explanation for it, sir.
Of course he doesn't. Because even if what he's saying is true, the bandwidth wasn't working out, I don't believe him. They were offered a local law enforcement drone to fly it over the event. A drone that was specially calibrated for law enforcement to spot shooters and to eliminate them. They said, no, we don't want the drone. And now this is what we get. Our drone didn't work. We'll let law enforcement fly. No, we can't do that.
You had a drone system, but you had bandwidth problems. The bandwidth apparently was adequate for the shooter's drone, but not for the Secret Service. Can you explain that?
I have no explanation for it, sir.
It gets worse. The commander of the Beaver County Emergency Response Unit is now speaking out and saying, look, we would have put snipers on that roof. I'll let him explain.
The commander of the Beaver County Emergency Service Unit claims he would have had his guys up on that roof if the Secret Service told them to.
We serve at the will of Secret Service. They are by far the subject matter experts out there. And we do whatever we can to help work with our federal partners. And in this case, again, we had assumed that the placements that we received were that of the Secret Service. If they would have told us to go on the roof, our guys were more than prepared to go on the roof.
This is, folks, it gets weirder every day. You realize we still don't have the names of the supervisors? We don't have names of the Secret Service. We don't have the names of anybody federal that was there. Yeah. There's a reason for that. This, folks, when we get to the whole story here, it's going to blow your mind. I guarantee it. The media is freaking out because Donald Trump did a really gutsy thing. Kamala Harris did not show up to a meeting of the black journalists. Okay. Trump goes in there, totally hostile environment. The audience is black. The questioners are black. And they're fake news. Okay. They're fake news reporters. These are Democrat hacks. These aren't real news reporters. They just happen to be black. So all things he set up. I wouldn't have sent him in there if I was his campaign manager, but he went and he did a bang up job. And the American people loved it. They loved it as much as the audience did. How do I know? Because we just got our subscription to Topic Pulse back, which is what like Fox News and everything runs off of, so they can see what people like and what they like to see. I love that. People are all over this. People are watching these videos. Uncut. Why? Because they're coming off X. They're coming off X. So the media has to lie, to spin into lie. Oh, look, he was vicious to that woman. He was so mean and he's coming unhinged. He's desperate. Now, if he was desperate, he wouldn't have gone in there. He went anyway. This is exactly what we should do. When Kamala Harris will not show up to speak to black people, he needs to. He needs to. To show, look, we're here. We haven't always been here in the past. I ran a campaign for a black guy. And he explained something to me I never understood. Because I asked him one time, you're a Republican. I ran a statewide campaign for him. You're a Republican. Like, why do black people hate Republicans so much? He's like, you got to understand, you guys don't show up. Like, you're not on black radio ever. We only ever hear from the Democrats. We assume you hate us. That's why we think you're racist. And I went, oh. And he said, look, I know as a Republican, the reason we're not on black radio is because we can't afford to be, because it doesn't really work, because we're hated so much. You're not going to waste your precious budget on black radio. So it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. They already hate us. So we're not going to advertise. They hate us because they don't hear from us. And it goes on and on and on and on. And I went, wow, Trump finally did something about that. Awesome. And what was so amazing, what the media does not want you to hear, and that's why they're putting their spin on it, is that Trump nailed this. Trump nailed this. The crowd was totally with him. Look at the headlines they're putting on this. Donald Trump is afraid. Analyst explains what led to furious meltdown before journalists. He didn't melt down at all. He was in total control. He wasn't angry. And he handled it brilliantly. Why did Trump, and you know I'd tell you if Trump screwed up, why did Trump do this? Why did he take this risk? Because there was one message he wanted delivered in an unfiltered fashion. And he knew it would go everywhere because of X. Because the FBI doesn't have lockdown capability on X. Because the censors don't have lockdown capability on X. He had one message he wanted to deliver. And he delivered it brilliantly. And it was something, I guarantee you, that black journalists, or that most black people, I should say, did not know, did not realize. Kamala Harris ran for the Senate in California as an Indian woman. The first Indian senator to be elected in the United States of America. She did not want to be known as a black woman. She's only a quarter black. She's half Indian and quarter white. Actually, a little more white because her dad is only part black. She's got a little bit of black blood. She don't want people. She ran as an Indian for the U.S. Senate. And Trump wanted to tell them that because a lot of them didn't know. Listen to them in the background. This audience is almost all black. They're with him. This is why he went to deliver this message. She's fake. And this is trending all over the place. Okay, why? American people may not be that savvy about the issues, but they hate a fake person. He totally won here. You hear the audiences with him. This is why the media is freaking.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage. And she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one.
College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is
somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Do you hear the audience? They're with him. They laughed at him. They're not with her. What is he doing? He's reminding the black community, because this is going to get shared everywhere. They're going to be very curious about this. He's reminding them why they didn't vote for Kamala in the primary. It is brilliant. Some on our side are freaking out this morning. No, I'm totally down with this. He did the right thing. She couldn't carry the black vote in that primary. And why couldn't she carry it? Because Tulsi Gabbard took her apart for putting all those black men in prison. You remember, for marijuana use. And then going on a black radio show and admitting she used marijuana too. She was the Attorney General of California. Tulsi Gabbard nailed her on that. You put all these black men in prison, thousands of them, marijuana-related crimes, and you go on a black show and laugh because you smoked pot? Are you crazy? He's reminding them, she was never one of you. She put a lot of black men in prison as the Attorney General of California. That's why you didn't support her in the primary. It's brilliant. But it wasn't the only brilliant thing he did. Yes, this is the old Donald Trump. This is the one who will win. And this is smart strategy. Donald Trump showed up where Kamala Harris wouldn't. Why? Because they're not sending her. They're not sending her to unscripted events. They're afraid to, and they should be. Here's Donald Trump walking the lines then, winning the audience. You can listen to the audience in the background. They love this. This audience is almost entirely black. This is a black journalist gathering. He handled her perfectly.
False claims about some of your rivals. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, when I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money, they were stone cold broke, and I saved them, and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think you it's a very nasty question. Well,
I have answered the question. I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace. I
let
really
me,
don't
let me just ask a follow-up,
disgrace.
Sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here.
Handled it perfectly. Again, he went in for one reason and one reason alone. He knew that him talking to a hostile crowd of black folks was going to get a lot of attention, and he wanted to deliver one message, and it worked because it's trending this morning. You've got people who are white, people who are black, men and women. Things almost never trend in all four of those categories. We actually just got a new program that shows us, but it's trending. His message he wanted to deliver, and it had a much wider audience, I think, than even he intended. He wanted to deliver to black people. She's fake. She's so fake. Here's her running for Senate.
Certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
That's how she wanted people to think of her. She did not want people to think of her as black. And this is what it's trending with. The black voice she was using in Georgia. This is huge this morning, too. People are all over this.
And you all have us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Yet this is how she talks to people when she goes on the RuPaul drag queen show.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.
And yet this is how she talks to black people in Georgia.
You all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
And this is the message that he wanted him to get. She's black now because she's fake. She just changed her entire political philosophy in a single New York Times article. They gave her dispensation because she's fake. He wanted to remind black voters why they didn't support her in the primary, because she's fake. She had to drop out with less than 3% of the vote, and they loved it. You heard them laugh in the background.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The media is freaking out because Donald Trump did a really gutsy thing. Kamala Harris did not show up to a meeting of the black journalist, okay? Trump goes in there, totally hostile environment. The audience is black. The questioners are black. And they're fake news, okay? They're fake news reporters. These are Democrat hacks. These aren't real news reporters. They just happen to be black. So all things he set up, I wouldn't have sent him in there if I was his campaign manager, but he went. And he did a bang up job. And the American people loved it. They loved it as much as the audience did. How do I know? Because we just got our subscription to Topic Pulse back, which is what like Fox News and everything runs off of, so they can see what people like and what they like to see. I love that. People are all over this. People are watching these videos. Uncut. Why? Because they're coming off X. They're coming off X. So the media has to lie, to spin into lie. Oh, look, he was vicious to that woman. He was so mean and he's coming unhinged. He's desperate. Now, if he was desperate, he wouldn't have gone in there. He went anyway. This is exactly what we should do. When Kamala Harris will not show up to speak to black people, he needs to. He needs to. To show, look, we're here. We haven't always been here in the past. I ran a campaign for a black guy. And he explained something to me I never understood. Because I asked him one time, you're a Republican. I ran a statewide campaign for him. You're a Republican. Like, why do black people hate Republicans so much? He's like, you got to understand, you guys don't show up. Like, you're not on black radio ever. We only ever hear from the Democrats. We assume you hate us. That's why we think you're racist. And I went, oh. And he said, look, I know as a Republican, the reason we're not on black radio is because we can't afford to be, because it doesn't really work, because we're hated so much. So you're not going to waste your precious budget on black radio. So it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. They already hate us. So we're not going to advertise. They hate us because they don't hear from us. And it goes on and on and on and on. And I went, wow. Trump finally did something about that. Awesome. And what was so amazing, what the media does not want you to hear, and that's why they're putting their spin on it, is that Trump nailed this. Trump nailed this. The crowd was totally with him. Look at the headlines they're putting on this. Donald Trump is afraid. Analyst explains what led to furious meltdown before journalists. He didn't melt down at all. He was in total control. He wasn't angry. And he handled it brilliantly. Why did Trump, and you know I'd tell you if Trump screwed up, why did Trump do this? Why'd he take this risk? Because there was one message he wanted delivered in an unfiltered fashion. And he knew it would go everywhere because of X. Because the FBI doesn't have lockdown capability on X. Because the censors don't have lockdown capability on X. He had one message he wanted to deliver, and he delivered it brilliantly. And it was something, I guarantee you, that black journalists, or that most black people, I should say, did not know, did not realize. Kamala Harris ran for the Senate in California as an Indian woman. The first Indian senator to be elected in the United States of America. She did not want to be known as a black woman. She's only a quarter black. She's half Indian and quarter white. Actually, a little more white because her dad is only part black. She's got a little bit of black blood. She didn't want people. She ran as an Indian for the U.S. Senate. And Trump wanted to tell them that because a lot of them didn't know. Listen to them in the background. This audience is almost all black. They're with him. This is why he went to deliver this message. She's fake. And this is trending all over the place, okay? Why? American people may not be that savvy about the issues, but they hate a fake person. He totally won here. You hear the audiences with him. This is why the media is freaking.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Do you hear the audience? They're with him. They laughed at him. They're not with her. What is he doing? He's reminding the black community, because this is going to get shared everywhere. They're going to be very curious about this. He's reminding them why they didn't vote for Kamala in the primary. It is brilliant. Some on our side are freaking out this morning. No, I'm totally down with this. He did the right thing. She couldn't carry the black vote in that primary. And why couldn't she carry it? Because Tulsi Gabbard took her apart for putting all those black men in prison. You remember, for marijuana use, and then going on a black radio show and admitting she used marijuana too. She was the Attorney General of California. Tulsi Gabbard nailed her on that. You put all these black men in prison. Thousands of the marijuana-related crimes, and you go on a black show and laugh because you smoked pot? Are you crazy? He's reminding them, she was never one of you. She put a lot of black men in prison as the Attorney General of California. That's why you didn't support her in the primary. It's brilliant. But it wasn't the only brilliant thing he did. Yes, this is the old Donald Trump. This is the one who will win. And this is smart strategy. Donald Trump showed up where Kamala Harris wouldn't. Why? Because they're not sending her. They're not sending her to unscripted events. They're afraid to, and they should be. Here's Donald Trump walking the lion's den, winning the audience. You can listen to the audience in the background. They love this. This audience is almost entirely black. This is a black journalist gathering. He handled her perfectly.
Claims about some of your rivals. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, when I say this, historically, black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love I think you it's can a answer very the question nasty on your question. Rhetoric well, and why
I have answered the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace. I
let
really
me,
don't
let me
think
just ask a follow-up, sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here.
Handled it perfectly. Again, he went in for one reason and one reason alone. He knew that him talking to a hostile crowd of black folks was going to get a lot of attention. And he wanted to deliver one message. And it worked because it's trending this morning. You've got people who are white, people who are black, men and women. Things almost never trend in all four of those categories. We actually just got a new program that shows us. But it's trending. His message he wanted to deliver, and it had a much wider audience, I think, than even he intended. He wanted to deliver to black people. She's fake. She's so fake. Here's her running for Senate.
Certainly, you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
That's how she wanted people to think of her. She did not want people to think of her as black. And this is what it's trending with, the black voice she was using in Georgia. This is huge this morning, too. People are all over this.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Yet this is how she talks to people when she goes on the RuPaul drag queen show.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.
And yet this is how she talks to black people in Georgia.
And you all helped us win in 2020 and we're going to do it again in 2024.
And this is the message that he wanted him to get. She's black now because she's fake. She just changed her entire political philosophy in a single New York Times article. They gave her dispensation because she's fake. He wanted to remind black voters why they didn't support her in the primary because she's fake. She had to drop out with less than 3% of the vote and they loved it. You heard them laugh in the background. Donald Trump showed up where Kamala Harris wouldn't. Why? Because they're not sending her. They're not sending her to unscripted events. They're afraid to, and they should be. Here's Donald Trump walking the lion's den, winning the audience. You can listen to the audience in the background. They love this. This audience is almost entirely black. This is a black journalist gathering. He handled her perfectly.
False claims about some of your rivals. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals. from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, when I say this, historically, black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think you it's a very nasty question. Well,
I have answered the question. I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace. I
let
really
me,
don't
let me
think
just ask a follow-up, sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here.
Handled it perfectly. Again, he went in for one reason and one reason alone. He knew that him talking to a hostile crowd of black folks was going to get a lot of attention. And he wanted to deliver one message. And it worked because it's trending this morning. You've got people who are white, people who are black, men and women. Things almost never trend in all four of those categories. We actually just got a new program that shows us, but it's trending. His message he wanted to deliver, and it had a much wider audience, I think, than even he intended. He wanted to deliver to black people. She's fake. She's so fake. Here's her running for Senate.
Certainly, you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
That's how she wanted people to think of her. She did not want people to think of her as black. And this is what it's trending with, the black voice she was using in Georgia. This is huge this morning, too. People are all over this.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Yet this is how she talks to people when she goes on the RuPaul drag queen show.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.
And yet this is how she talks to black people in Georgia.
And you all helped us win in 2020 and we're going to do it again in 2024.
And this is the message that he wanted them to get. She's black now because she's fake. She just changed her entire political philosophy in a single New York Times article. They gave her dispensation because she's fake. He wanted to remind black voters why they didn't support her in the primary because she's fake. She had to drop out with less than 3% of the vote, and they loved it. You heard them laugh in the background.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.